And welcome to Streaming Conscious Podcast. I'm your co-host, Joel Mayers Cox. This is my host, Joe Deadpool Stout. And on the phone is Annie's special guest, Chung.
Just special guest. That's all she gets. Yeah. Nothing fun, nothing fancy.
No, we're not doing it again. Yes, we are. You said it. Welcome to Streaming Conscious Podcast. I am your host, co-host.
You can be the host.
I can be the host?
You can be whatever you want.
I am the host. Joel Mayers Cox.
Trump's America.
This is Joe, Deadpool Stout. He's about to sneeze. And Annie. Hey, look at my Transformer, Chung. That's one of my favorite jokes, by the way.
What?
You don't remember in college, you're like, let me show you a Transformer. You start hitting your hand with your fist, and you flip people off.
Oh, yes.
I remember you doing that, yes.
Yes.
It's like my trumpet.
What is your fondest memory of college, Annie?
Was it me? No, that's a no.
Probably hanging out at Ben's and hanging out in the Union. And probably my screen printing club.
You were in screen printing club?
Yeah.
I was the president of the screen printing club.
She wasn't just a member.
What? You go, girl.
She's also just a member. She's the president, too.
I did not know that.
That's where I got my gang of geeky printing nerds from.
We had a lot of gang of geeky nerds.
Yeah.
Hung out with all the best people. We had some good time. What about you, Joel? What was your favorite memories of Ben's? Of college in general?
Be hanging out with you and Dan.
I'd say so, too. I had a lot of fun times in the theater. I had a lot of good things that we did. I wasn't by any means, like, super popular or anything, but I was outgoing and friendly, probably more so then than I am now. But in the theater, there's just, like, this huge conglomeration of people, and you're more in each other's face. Like, you're more interactive, I think, than you are in most other majors. So, like, you know, if you're a communications major, you kind of know everybody in communications or whatever your major is. But in theater, you're really like, you have to interact, you're involved. And so I had a lot of friends kind of all over the place. I really didn't go anywhere on campus that I didn't know someone. So that was, I like the social aspect of it.
I just remember, like, I think my sophomore year is my favorite year. Because that's when I had that couch. Oops, turn that off.
The one that you picked from the trash?
Yep.
That's the one Matthew broke my toe on. He was sliding it down the hall, and I saw him coming, and I went to, like, jump out of the way, and he didn't stop, and he rammed into my toe, and he bent my whole toe backwards and ripped the nail off it and everything. Yeah. That sucked. Oh, it's horrible.
God.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucked. That was terrible.
But that was a comfy couch.
Yeah. Because I remember we were walking back to the gag for lunch, and I saw the couch, and I'm like, that's actually a nice couch. I can probably fix that. And it was you and Dan brought it back. I don't know how you guys got it back to the dorm.
I don't remember doing it, so.
But I remember coming back because I had class from... That was actually my...
We probably put it on top of our heads and just carried it back.
Yeah, but I remember having a lot of classes. So, like, I had, like, 2 hours of a 2-hour block of classes. So, like, I came back at, like, 4 o'clock and then it's just sitting there in my dorm. My dad made me get rid of that couch. I was so mad.
Special gift. It ended up in my room for a while, didn't it?
Yeah, but I loved it because we'd sit in my room and play video games, like, all night long.
Yeah. Yeah, we said Castlevania and such.
I don't like hanging out with you guys, the guys in general, because girls aren't like that.
Yeah, girls are catty. Girls aren't as much fun as we are.
Well, and you guys are guys in general are very inventive.
You're breaking up a little bit.
We're losing you. We're inventive, is what I got.
Yeah, like, very inventive and creative in ways that you guys can fix things or build things.
We were crafty. Joel more so than anybody. Like, Joel always had stuff in his room where, like, he had everything hooked up to his computer, and it was all, like, he was very, just, like, the stuff that he could create. Like, you were very, crafty guy, like, as far as that. Like, I remember all, like, the lights worked off of, you could hit Control 5 or something, and the lights would kick on, and you could turn everything on and off from, you could probably defrost your refrigerator from your laptop. But you also had, you, like, built the loft in your room for a while.
Oh, yeah. That was a lot of fun.
And then you had the humidifier that was hooked up to the giant tank of water. Like, so you didn't have to keep filling your humidifier every day. You had, like, the giant bucket that you then had, like, a hose running into it or something.
Mm-hmm.
You did a lot of stuff like that. Like, I did some stuff, but I wasn't really as hands-on crafty then as you were.
That loft bed, that was a chore.
I remember that. I remember you taking it all apart and just trying to lug it back.
When I was going to build it, I was going to buy, I think, 8x8s. Like, they were like railroad ties. So I ended up buying one and splitting it twice and use that for the legs. And basically, I'm pretty sure I could put a car on that thing.
It was solid.
It was overbuilt.
It was very well built.
Were you in school when I fell out of that thing?
Not that I remember.
I was rooming with Monkey because that's why I built the loft bed.
No, that was after me. Yeah, you guys.
And I was sitting. My TV was right underneath my loft. And remember, the remote fell onto the couch. I think. And I'm laying in bed going, I think I can reach without getting out of bed.
Oh my God!
So I went to reach for it, and I flipped out of bed, and somehow, I must have somersaulted a couple of times out of bed. Because I landed on the floor, I was cocooned in my blankets. And I remember laying there, and Monkey going, "You okay?" I went, "Yeah." "You break anything?" "Just my pride."
Annie, what was your roommate's name in college?
I actually had three, but my first one, Courtney.
Courtney. Okay, Courtney's the one I remember.
Yep.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. I lived with her for probably 2 years, and then she decided to move out and get an apartment, so then I moved in with another girl. She called herself Steph with an F, because that's how you spell her name, not PH, but with a letter F.
I wasn't there for Steph with an F. Was I? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think you might have been gone by then.
Yeah, probably. I was short-lived in college. Which didn't work out. All right, so who was the third one?
Gina. So I lived with her for only one semester, senior year, one semester, because we weren't good friends, best friends. One of my closest girlfriends, since I don't really have a lot of girlfriends that I am close with, and we only survived one semester because we could not live together without arguing. I didn't really have a job when I was there, and I was always poor. She always wanted to do all these activities that required money. And I would say, you know, you guys can go without me. I'll be fine. I'll be here. You guys can just do whatever. And then she would get so mad at me. And at that point, I'm like, that's it. I can't live with you anymore.
Luckily, everyone I knew was as poor as I was.
Yeah.
Like, we were all... We all managed to have as much fun as we could off of $0. Like, very seldom. Well, no, that's not true, because we used to go out to Denny's and stuff a lot of times. We would go out to eat at night. Not all the time, but often. Yeah. Denny's was, like, our place to go for some strange reason. We always went to Denny's in college.
I don't know why, but that became the place. You know the place I really loved, though? Was USDA Steak Buffet.
Oh, yeah, the steak place.
That place was a bomb. Did you ever hear about that place, Annie?
Was that the place that did the chicken or steak?
Uh-huh.
You took me there once with you guys. So I remember going there, and I think you yelled at me. Not really yelled at me, but you were like, "You need to eat your weight in chicken or steak."
That's something I would
that
say.
That is definitely Joel. That's got Joel written all over it.
That's funny. Like, there's so many memories from college or things that happened there. And you did this. I'm like, I don't remember that, but that sounds like something I would do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, I'll probably eat one steak and I'll be full. And you'll be like, no, that doesn't work that way.
You eat until you throw up. That's how Joel operates.
No. You eat right before you throw up.
And that's why Joel always wore cargo pants, too. So he could sneak food out in his pockets.
Do you remember Meech?
Yeah, I remember Meech.
So, I don't know if you heard this story, Annie, but we used to go to Old Country Buffet. And I would smuggle ham and brisket and stuff out in my cargo pants.
That's a true story. You did that. You absolutely... Didn't you just put, like, Ziploc bags in your pockets or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not know this.
So, Meech.
But are you surprised?
No.
Not at all. Not
so Meech, being from, I forget where he was, Vietnam or China or someplace, had very broken English. So we're walking out the door, he goes, "I smell beef." I'm like, "Meech, shut up."
Quiet, Meech. Or you walk home. Yeah, I remember Meech.
I remember his actual name was Chang Gang Yap Yi.
How did he get the name Meech?
He did, so when I met the kid, it was him and Dang Vo.
Alright.
So, Dang's also Vietnamese. But I think he was...
But yeah. Dang was Dang. Like, that was it.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't have a funky name.
No, Dang Vo. That was his full name.
Right.
But, like, he was born here, so he had better English. So, I meet him again. I'm like, "What's your name?" He goes, "It's Chang Gang Yap Yi, but just call me Meech." Okay.
So we didn't create that. It wasn't gifted to him in college. That was something he had early on.
And Dan used to go through the halls going, "Chang Gang, Yap Yi, Chang Gang, Yap Yi."
Because that's his name.
Yeah.
We hung out with some odd characters.
Yeah. I remember the one time, this was actually before you got to Cal College, because Dan and I were friends with them beforehand, and we went down to the... Heron to meet them, because Dang was playing.
The harem?
Heron.
Oh, okay. So the harem's a different thing.
No, harem. So we went to meet Dang down at the fitness center. And we're looking for this our friend Dang. He goes, "Short Vietnamese kid, plays like Forrest Gump." He's in room number two, because he's playing ping pong.
Oh, is he playing ping pong?
It was hilarious.
Oh, fill in the stereotypes.
Yep.
Yeah, that's wild. Well, I didn't spend a lot of time in any of the other dorms. Ben's was probably pretty much the only one.
I spent a lot of time in Stanley and Clyde.
What's what was the girls' dorm, Annie?
Clyde and Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one that you lived in?
I lived in Clyde, and I actually spent more time in Ben's than I did in Clyde.
Yeah, no, I remember. That would be weird like that. I thought... Don't make it strange.
I remember being in Ben's all the time.
Oh, he's like, "Oh, Ben, stop it." That's not what I said. That's not... Don't put words in my mouth. I'll get myself in enough trouble.
The next time it's coming out of Joe's mouth, "I like the nightlife. I like the boogie."
Why you gotta make it weird, man? No, I get it.
I behaved the last episode, so I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
Did you know that they actually... So this lovely European waxing menu has... toes. You can get your toe hair waxed.
No, I need that. I actually have toe hair. I have toe knuckle hair.
$15.
$15? That's like $1.25 a foot. No, it's $1.10. What's the math on that, Joel? It's a lot of money. Now, is it $15 per foot or total?
Or is it $15 on a man? Put that shit in my hand.
No, what if it's like, what if I have an extra toe? Do they upcharge for that? What if I'm missing a toe? Do I get a discount?
I don't think so.
What if I have small feet?
I have small feet.
I know you have small... You have tiny feet. What size shoe do you wear?
6.5. That's not really that tiny.
That's not too bad. That's not absurdly tiny. It's small, but it's not, like, ridiculous. What size shoe do you wear, Joel?
Size 11.
I'm like 11.5, 12. It depends on the cut.
Yeah, it depends on the cut. I can get away with 10.5. But usually it's 11.
I have trouble finding shoes because my feet are so fat. Like, it's not so much that I need, like, the extra length of shoe.
Your shoes are wide.
You
want to say, are they wide or are they fat? Because they're like, wide in the front.
They're wide because they're fat. Like, they're wide at the toe part. Like, my heels are... I have feet like Donald Duck. Like, my heels are skinny, but the ends of my feet are really wide. I'm a very fast swimmer. But they're not, like, I could probably wear an 11.5, but I usually buy 12 double wides to get them to fit my feet. I have trouble finding shoes. Like, I can't go into a regular store and buy them. I have to buy my shoes online to get them to fit. Otherwise, I rip through the sides. Even, like, these ones, I've had these for a while. They're wide. Look, on each, around all the toes, around all the heels,
that's
they're pushing out.
That's how my kids are. Both my kids have, like, Frankenstein feet.
Now, does their dad have wide feet or crazy feet? Or do they get it from you?
She's Asian. She's got small, tiny feet.
I find my feet,
Listen,
duh.
No, like, what'd you say, 6.5?
I'm a 6.5. Their dad, I think, is like an 8 or 9.
See, that's not big feet either. Those are both small feet.
No, but I think it's because they have like a wide toe box, so it's like they have wide feet in the front. Like, it's just ridiculous. I can't find. Try finding kids' shoes like with a W, like the wide versions of kids' shoes.
Yeah, they're tough. They're tough to find adult wides. But here's the thing: 6.5 is like a small foot. It's not. It's like doesn't sound like a large foot at all. But you got to consider that Annie's also only 2'8".
No, 4'10". No, 4'11". Sorry, 4'11".
I do that.
I was gonna say, my God.
No, because 4'10" is midget, and you're 4'11".
Yes.
So you're barely escaping, and I don't think midget's the appropriate term. I believe we're saying dwarf or small person, little person. I don't know what the PC term is.
When did you become so suburban, Joe?
But you're slightly above dwarf. You're fun sized.
So, yes.
Yeah, she is.
Like candy on trick or treat.
Yes. What's your favorite candy?
Oh, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, hands down, without question.
Joel?
Well, I'm torn between Mike and Ike's, Dots, and Milk Duds.
You like all the crappiest candies.
And actually, I've got candy. I'm going to go get some. You guys keep talking.
No, listen, Mike and Ike's are the devil, first of all. Mike and Ike's are disgusting.
I don't like Milk Duds.
Milk Duds I can tolerate. The only thing worse than Mike and Ike's is the Smarties.
Smarties is garbage. I don't really like Smarties at all either.
That's like the candy that people give away on Halloween when they don't want to give away candy, but they don't want their house to get egged. So they're like, oh, what's the cheapest, crappiest thing I can... They get that giant bag that has like the Smarties and the tiny little dum-dum popsicles.
Oh, and the crappy bubble gum that has like no flavor and it's like hard to chew.
Yeah, no. That's garbage candy. Look, you got a box of Mike and Ike's.
Mm-hmm.
Those are disgusting.
These are awesome.
You're an animal.
I used to love Mike and Ike's, but that's definitely not a candy that I would...
Well, listen, you don't have a say-so in this either, because you also used to eat fish eyeballs.
I still do, and my kid loves them, too.
Oh, you're raising your children to be these kind of maniacs.
No, it's just my little one. He's a little strange like me, and that's why I think it's so cute. He likes chicken feet. He likes fish eyes. He likes wearing freaking mittens in the middle of freaking summer.
How do you get into the situation where you discover you like to eat fish eyes?
You just kind of feed it to them, and then they try it, and then they like it.
Okay, at 37 years old, I cannot remember one instance where I had the opportunity to eat a fish eyeball.
That's because you're not very cultured, apparently.
Obviously. My fish comes in stick form. It's frozen, breaded, and ready to be microwaved. I'm not exposed to realistic fish, I suppose.
Do you eat sushi?
I'm actually not a big sushi fan.
Really?
I've had it a couple of times. I either love it or I hate it. No, that's not true.
Oh, we're talking
about food.
I
either tolerate it or I hate it. But I don't what? Were you making an innuendo about sushi?
Yep.
Did you try to double
it? Oh my god.
Did you just double my entendre?
Mm-hmm.
No, I've had sushi before, but I
bet you have.
It's not something I necessarily enjoy. Like, if it's there, we went to the Chinese buffet a couple weeks back, and I had sushi, and it was like, there was like three different kinds. One was good, two were okay, one was okay, and one was ugh.
You can't really have sushi from a Chinese buffet. Like, that sushi does not count.
No, but I've had, like, real sushi before, too, and it just doesn't impress me. It's not, like, it's something that I will eat, and I like it, but I don't love it. I'm not like, hey, let's go get some sushi. Like, sometimes I get in the mood for something weird. Like, I'll go, like, hey, let's go get some wings, or hey, let's
go get
a burger.
Weird.
Not weird, but I mean, like, oh, but you know what? I had frog legs, and those were really good.
Yuck.
I like
Yep, I've eaten them before too.
Yeah, frog legs was not bad. And I try some weird stuff. Like, anytime we go anywhere, I always try to get something crazy, something weird. But fish eyeballs, never been on the menu. Now, is that an appetizer or is that more of a main course kind of thing?
It's like an appetizer.
Or is that like something you eat while you're making the food? Like, how whenever you're making cookies and you like eat a handful of chocolate chips?
Well, you know, like most Asian... like real Asian food and dishes, they kind of like, you know, the Christmas story with the duck's head, and then they chop off the duck's head. Well, you know, we cook everything with like the head still on it. So when my parents are cooking fish, there's a head, there's a fish head. So you're cooking the whole thing, and then, you know, when you're ready for dinner, you serve it, and then the first thing that you dig out are the eyes to eat, and then you eat the rest of the fish.
Fish heads, fish
I was just thinking that in my head, I swear to God.
Fish heads, eat them up, yum.
I swear when you said fish heads, that popped in my head. All right. Well, no, you know what? Now that I think about it, I have one of the things that for Christmas Eve, we're not supposed to eat meat, which I think is a bunch of crap. In my family, it's always been like we got a ham a couple days before Christmas. We cooked up the ham, and like we would eat it that whole several days. Like it would be Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, straight through all the way on to pretty much, I mean, until it ran out or until you hit New Year's. We had ham, and like, so we were big on that. Well, I guess a lot of people traditionally for Christmas Eve don't eat meat. They do fish, or they do something called seven fishes, or where they have like they'll eat they're supposed to have seven different types of fish that's for dinner. You know what I mean? You still have like whatever, you still have like your macaroni and cheese or your whatever pierogies or whatever crazy stuff that you might also eat. But Christmas Eve is supposed to be the seven fish day. And I never knew that because like we always grew up like that was a tradition. Ham was part of Christmas Eve tradition.
Mm-hmm.
But now in adult life, having to go to in-laws and such, I'm not allowed to have ham on Christmas Eve. Which I still do. I buy ham and I eat a bunch of it before I leave because I'm defiant.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So thinking about it now, I have been where they've had like several different types of fish, and the fish have had their heads still attached, like whether it be salmon or trout or, you know, I don't know, whatever type of fish there are. But so I have had the opportunity to eat a fish eyeball, and I have not done it.
I will never.
I might. You know what? Next time around, I might give it a try. Might gag, might throw up, might ruin Christmas, but I might eat a fish eyeball. Who knows?
The best fish eyeballs are salmon ones because they're big and they're meaty.
That kind of grosses me out more. Like that is not is that your sales pitch for that? Like you really try these ones because yes. they're the easiest ones to gag on. The best fish eyeballs are salmon because they're monstrous and you know you're eating a fish eyeball. I want to pretend like it's something else. Like, what's a tiny fish? Like a perch or something? Can I eat, like, is that a fish or is that a bird? I don't know. I want to eat a tiny eyeball first and then work my way up. But here's my biggest fear is I'm going to eat an eyeball and I'm going to go, oh, that's, and then I'm going to want to, like, then I'm going to become a connoisseur of eyeballs. And I'm going to want to eat, like, all the different, like, oh, I want to have a fish eyeball and then I'm going to want to have a lion eyeball and then a shark. And eventually, it's going to be a human. And I'm going to have to kill someone and I know it's going to be Ed Sheeran and I'm going to eat Ed Sheeran's eyeball.
Oh my God! I don't think we're gonna go that extreme.
That's the fear that runs through my head.
I'm down with that.
Would you eat Ed Sheeran's eyeball?
No, your fish eyeball should get that ball right.
Joel hates Ed Sheeran. In case you didn't pick up on that yet.
I see that. I mean, I'm not very partial to him either. But
so you don't like Ed Sheeran?
I was so excited.
He's okay, I guess.
The man has the most beautiful voice.
So Friday night, I went to go pick up the cameras for little cell phones so I could do the live stream today. My friend Vic had Entertainment Tonight on. And Ed Sheeran was on Entertainment Tonight about talking about substance abuse and how he's trying to get back on the wagon.
I feel like...
And I was like, yes, I can't wait to tell Tara this.
Oh, you can't wait to... You know what? Instead of killing Ed Sheeran, can't we just get him hooked on drugs again and just ruin his career?
No. He needs to be dead.
Oh, I don't want to kill the man.
I'll kill him. You just help me bury the body.
Fine. I'm not saying no. You know I'll do it. I'll do it. I just don't want to be the one that has to kill Ed Sheeran.
Oh, don't worry. I'll take Corey Joy in doing that one.
I feel like if we talk about it enough that you can't do it because then it'll be just too easy to trace it back to you.
I'll admit that I did it.
You are probably the only person on the planet that wants to kill Ed Sheeran.
Nope. I'm not the only one.
I think you might be.
I like to think...
He's not even like a good-looking dude, though.
I like to think
that
there are ginger hunters out there.
Ginger hunters?
Ginger hunters!
That sounds like a James Patterson book. I would totally read that. The ginger hunters.
That kind of sounds like Hitler.
It does sound a little Hitler-y. It does sound like you're going to genocide all the redheads out there.
No.
And here's the screwed up part is I was a redhead.
Just the males.
I used to be a redhead. So, like, I know, like, and now, like, and I never had freckles, so I wasn't a ginger, technically. I was what I like to refer to as a daywalker. I'm like the blade. Oh, I'm like the blade of gingers. I have all of their strengths and their weaknesses. I'm the daywalker. So I'm kind of against killing the gingers because it's almost like I'm against my own kind.
I'm keeping the cute girls.
All right, fair enough then. I'm in. That's convenient because...
How do you feel about gingers, Annie?
Yeah, how do you feel about gingers, Annie?
I don't... Well,
keeping in mind that I used to be a redhead.
Well, yeah, that's the funny thing. So, like, I don't think that I'm attracted to gingers, but then I find myself being attracted to gingers. And then thinking to myself, what the hell? I thought you weren't attracted to gingers.
That's a very good point. But is it the freckles or is it the red hair?
I think it's the pale skin and the red-brown hair. Red-brown blonde hair.
All right. What about you, Joel? Are you attracted to gingers?
A little bit.
I think it's different. Like, ginger guys kind of have, like, a sissification to them, whereas, like, ginger... What do you... Will you put down your candy? Can you hear him over here? The whole show is just Joel eating candy. He's dumping dots on the table over here, and he's fun. He's like that dude that when you're in the theater, and, like, you just hear the crunkle, 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 and then you're like, all right, cool, he's done. And then it's like, crunkle, 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 crunkle. And you're like, oh, this guy's not going to do this the whole movie, is he? And then it gets quiet for a second. You're like, cool, it's all good. I can go back to watching my movie. And then crunkle, 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 crunkle. And now I feel like I have to go find the usher. I have to go get a manager. I have to talk to them and have you escorted out of the theater right now.
Well, Jenna's knows. Okay. Well, Jenna knows I am the manager. I'll kick him out.
Which is worse, though? Hearing that or hearing somebody talking through the movie?
You know what, I'm 50-50. Here's the thing about, I'm going to say, yeah, they're both bad, because that noise makes me kind of want to watch and see what they're doing. Like, talking, I cannot look at you, but I hate talkers, too. They're both horrible, horrible people.
It's a funny story.
I'll bet somebody didn't think it was funny, but go ahead and tell your story.
I can't stand when people talk in the theater.
I've actually been in the theater with you. Yeah. You going to tell the story when I was there?
No, I'll tell that story, too. We went to go see Green Hornet. There's like six kids just sitting there talking and talking and talking. And I'm losing my shit. So I'm like, I'm going to go get the manager if they don't stop. So the movie's about to start. Like, the opening credits. I'm like, screw this. I get up. I march out. Terrifier was going to go kill them. She tried to stop me from getting up. I went out, got the usher, and said, look, there's kids in there. If you don't shut them up, I'm going to shut them up. I walk back in. He walks in, he stands next to them, and they get quiet. The rest of the movie, they didn't say a word. Apparently, what I didn't know was when I got up, they just shut up.
They thought you were going to dive on them. I was in a movie theater one time with Joel, and what movie was it we went to go see? I can't remember what it was. But so we were sitting, and it's like, the movie hasn't even started yet. Like, we're still like in the previews or something, and these kids are talking. There's like, there's four guys sitting like one row in front of us, but like all the way off to the right. And they start talking, and Joel literally stood up and shushed these guys. And these guys thought he was going to lunge at them. Like, they all like, they sunk in their seats, and they kind of got like this kung fu defense move up. And I'm like, oh crap, now we got to fight four guys. So I'm like trying to bulk up a little bit. I'm beefing up, and I'm kind of like, I'm leaning forward, like I'm trying to like volume myself. I'm trying to make myself look bigger as Joel is going shh at these guys, and I'm like, so like, because if we're ready to go, I want them to be intimidated, and I don't really come across as intimidating. Like, I'm not one of those. I'm not like the Jason Statham or Bruce Willis kind of bald. I'm more of like the Paul Giamatti kind of bald, where like you look at him and you go, I could kick his ass. So I'm like trying to be a little tougher than I actually am, and these guys are like, they don't even see me, they just see Joel, and they all just deadpan silent, and then Joel sits back down, and my heart's still like kind of thumping a little bit, because I'm like, shit's still going to happen, like they were not out of it yet, and these guys all just dead quiet, face forward, don't say a word, and I'm just like, this is going to be the most awkward movie ever. But they were totally, they not a word. They didn't move, they didn't fidget in their seat, they didn't anything. I think the one dude might have peed himself so he didn't have to get up and walk in front of Joel. Like, that's how terrified these guys were.
Actually, I have a couple stories now to think about it. But, it was me, Terry, and Kristen. We went to, I don't know where we went, and we sit pretty high up, like, three quarters back. These two big black dudes come walking in, and they're sitting there. They're watching the movie. Credits start. They start talking. I start twitching. Terry's like, it's okay. I'm like, no, it's not okay. It's not okay. They keep talking. I go, shh. Like, I turn around, I look at them, I shush them, and I sit back down. Didn't say a word the rest of the movie.
These are two big. Don't you have, like, isn't there some, like, sort of, like, code of conduct there? Like, where you can't be, like, you can't just turn around and be like, hey, man, you're black, I'm black, be cool? Like, you don't have that?
Some,
like, you don't have, like, the black the, guy nod?
Sometimes that doesn't
is
work.
Is there a secret black guy nod?
I cannot confirm
that
or not
if there's a black guy nod. No, that doesn't work. My brother actually has, like, horrible customers come in, and he actually told me that one day there was some Korean lady that went to the side counter of where he works. He works in a photo lab in Costco. And she's like, hey, check this for me. Check to see if there's any money on it. And she was talking about her Costco membership. She thought it was like a, you know, like a
gift card or something.
Like a gift card, yeah. Yeah. And then she said something like, you're Asian, I'm Asian. Come on, they don't understand. And my brother's looking at her like, you're fucking crazy.
That's great. That's different. That's like, that's, there's a generation gap there. There's he's a guy, she's a chick, so like that's not quite the same. I'm saying, like, black guy to black guy, do you have like a black guy nod, like when you go up to like the Jamba Juice stand or something, can you like be like, yo bro, and he like gives you an extra scoop of banana in your smoothie happen. Or something? That doesn't happen.
You get the wave, that's all you get.
It's just a courtesy thing. It's like when you drive past, like when two people drive a Jeep and they just give each other a wave. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. That's all you got.
Yep.
There's no perks to being black. Well, now I don't want to be black anymore.
In sports. But anyway, so this other time, it is more recent. We went to go see, I forget a movie we went to go see. Went to the Waterworks. They have those new seats that are, they're reclining.
Like VIP seats, yeah. Right. They're reclining seats.
So we're sitting there, and this guy comes in with his friends. And some of the guys sitting in the front, like, five rows in front of us. Hey, Bob, how's it going? He starts talking. I look at Tara and said, Bob, better shut up. Bob needs to go sit down and, like, watch the movie. So Bob's friends are sitting behind us, like, 5 hours back. And I'm like, okay. They start talking. And the credits start for the movie. I turn around and I went, shh! So I was like, what just happened? So I was like, I don't know. I think we should be quiet.
Joel will not let you talk through the credits. Joel won't let you talk through the commercials
before. No. I will let it go as a warning. Well, silent warning, they don't know about yet. They can watch the commercials, they can watch the trailers, they can complain, I don't care. Does credits start, you shut up, you watch the movie, or you leave.
Once the lights dim in the movie theater, you are not allowed to make any noise, or Joel will
steal. Unless you have candy.
Unless you have candy. No candy in the theater. I hate that. And the candy they sell at the movie theaters is always, like, crinkle wrapper stuff. It's the worst. I think we might have lost Annie. Annie, you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
All right. I was in fear that we lost you.
Well, don't they have, like, the box candy, too? Like, the Raisinets and stuff like that. Aren't those in boxes?
Uh-huh.
I think as a courtesy, when you go into a theater and you have candy, you should open that box ahead of time, before the movie starts.
Oh, yeah. That's a given.
I agree.
But here's a pro tip. If you're smuggling movie candy in the theater, take your candy and put it in Ziploc bags. That way it doesn't rustle against the box and they don't find the candy.
There you go. Stick it in your pocket. Just put the candy right in your pocket.
No. You have a candy Ziploc bag. Have to have a Ziploc bag.
Why do you have to have a Ziploc bag?
I know somebody that used to, in high school, when I would go to, you know, movies, we would go as a group of friends to go see a movie. She would actually sneak in a can of soda and a roast beef sandwich.
A roast beef sandwich?
Yes.
So, here's a can of Fanta and a roast beef sandwich.
So, like, another
actually,
story.
Joel, it's Sin's sister.
Who's
Sin?
Sin. One of my friends that Joel is also friends with.
Okay, I don't know her.
We're like this. Him.
Oh, like that.
The viewers are, oh, listen, hell, I have my fingers crossed. Like,
how do you think it's tight? Think it's tight. Yeah, they know like what the tight finger cross is.
Okay.
Be like this.
But yeah, I remember one time. You were a friend, Eric, right?
Yep.
I embarrassed him once at the Waterworks Theater.
Just once?
Ivan versus Kate 3 times in his life.
Alright.
This is the first time. We went to go see a movie. I forget what it was. It might have been Fast and the Furious. And I smuggled Uncle Sam's hoagie into the theater.
What is with you people taking a whole meal into the theater?
Now,
how long is this movie?
I did not take fries. I took the sub.
Was this like a movie marathon? Were you watching all of The Lord of the Rings? No. Like, then I can forgive that. But if you're in the theater for an hour and a half, do you really need an entire sandwich?
It's only half
I don't understand it either.
It's only half a sub. It wasn't the full sub.
That's a food, though. You brought an entire... You brought a legit meal.
So, I've got the sub in my pocket.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Speaking of innuendo,
I didn't hide the sub that well in my pocket. And we're going to walk in, and the girl's taking some ticket. Goes, "What's in your pocket?" And I grab a ticket. I'm like, "Nothing." And I ran in. And I saw Eric walking in with his hand over his head, bowed like, "What just happened?"
I would have done like it's my foot long, baby.
But it was hilarious. The second time I embarrassed Eric, we went to which is, I don't even have this as embarrassment. We went to Steak and Shake before the Dave and Buster's. And I got one of those Steak and Shake hats. We should have Steak and Shake for dinner, maybe.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah. So, I'm wearing the Steak and Shake hat. I go to Dave and Buster's. I'm wearing the Steak and Shake hat into Dave and Buster's. And Scott's with us, little Scott.
Nice, okay.
And I've got the both guns in my hands, and I've got them crossed over my chest. And I had Scott take my picture, and the caption was Steak and Shake Commando.
And that was embarrassing for him?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Alright.
Yeah, man, what was the third one? That's not that important.
Annie, favorite restaurant?
Favorite restaurant?
Yeah, what's your favorite restaurant?
It would actually have to be Perkins. It's actually owned by Eaton Park, so the food is somewhat similar.
Yeah, I've been in Perkins. They're basically Eaton Park.
Yeah.
They're more or less the same thing.
Eastern PA version of Eaton Park.
Yeah. Anytime I've done any kind of traveling. They're in New York and stuff, too, I believe.
I'm not sure. I think there might be one.
So I was in New York not too long. Not New York City, but New York State. And I want to say that we...
Have you Perkins. Ever been to a Wawa?
A Wawa? Yeah. I actually have been to a Wawa. I can't remember where I was. Do they have those out by Philly?
Yeah.
I think that's where I was. I think I went out to see my aunt in Doylestown, which is by Philadelphia. And
I actually like the Wawa.
That's a gas station.
Do you like Wawa? Okay, so Wawa, you've been to Sheetz, and now you've been to Wawa. Which one would you prefer?
Well, here's the thing.
Sheetz.
Sheetz has more food. I like the Wawa layout. But, like, Sheetz has the custom food to order.
Wawa.
But they have more of a selection.
Like yes.
For breakfast sandwiches, there's a lot more options.
Sheetz has this breakfast burrito. I got like a steak and egg and cheese and all kinds of other stuff on it. And like you can load it up whichever way you want. But Sheetz steak is actually really good steak.
I'll have to try that.
The breakfast steak.
But yeah, what I get at Sheetz is I get a smisket, which is basically a biscuit. I don't know why they don't just call it a biscuit. That makes me mad.
Because it has to smush at the beginning.
So,
it sounds like a Jewish biscuit.
Yeah. So I get the biscuit with sausage and egg on it. I add bacon, but I double the meat for the sausage, I double the egg, and it's awesome.
Well, for Wawa right now, they have the gobbler, because it's a seasonal thing. turkey, gravy, mashed potatoes, and then you can get cranberry sauce on the side.
It's Thanksgiving on a bun.
You know what really pisses me off, though? Giant Eagle.
Or in a bowl.
Giant Eagle, their Get-Go. They come with the world's worst sandwiches.
Giant Eagle?
The Get-Go's.
Oh. You know what? No, I've got stuff from Get-Go before. I don't remember having any problems with it.
No. The ones they put on billboards, like ones like...
No, I mean like when you order your own, like they do the MTO type.
But they've got their specialty ones for like seasonal. Like they had ones like, oh, it's everything you want to have at Thanksgiving, but without Uncle Bob. It's like this monstrosity of a sandwich has stuff on it would not throw together in the same place.
I don't like any of those Thanksgiving... Like, Mad Max does this, like the same type of thing, like what you're saying, Annie, where they do, like, the turkey and the stuffing and the mashed potato and all this. They do, like, a burrito, like a Thanksgiving-style burrito that they do, like, all throughout the fall. I think they're disgusting. any of those like mixed together, like those are not good. Like that's just KFC started this. KFC was the first one I remember having like this this Thanksgiving bowl thing where they called it something crazy where it's all the same stuff. It was like everything left over from yesterday that they smushed into a bowl and then fed to you and charged you extra for it. Like what a bunch of crap that they.
And the other one that Get-Go has is the General Tso's like sub.
That sounds disgusting.
It is. It's General Tso's chicken. It's like provolone cheese.
Oh, you do not put cheese on a General Tso's anything. That already just immediately ruined it. General Tso's first of all, I love General Tso's because I love like all different Chinese food, but General Tso's is because I'm a fat American. That's my favorite. But you cannot mess with General Tso's. Like you don't modify it. You don't turn it into a sandwich or a wrap or a burrito, or you don't put cheese on it. You don't put any. You just leave it as is. It's fine. General Tso's, and at the most, you're allowed to add rice. That's it.
So, my lead for work, she actually lives in Illinois, so it's the Midwest. And we were on a conference call the one day, and she said that she had just gotten a cheesesteak. Her husband went out and got her lunch and got cheesesteak. So I asked her what was on the cheesesteak, and she said cheese and mayonnaise and ketchup. And I was just thinking, no.
That's not a cheesesteak.
No. Exactly.
That's horrible.
Exactly.
Well, listen, and here's the thing. Is cheesesteak needs to be steak, chip steak, and mm-hmm. I know there's some controversy over what kind of cheese, whether it needs to be like a white cheese or there's...
Cheese
whiz. Yeah, no, you cannot put cheese... No, that's... people are horrible. It should not be nacho, and it should not be cheese whiz. It's disgusting.
I don't put cheese on my steak.
It's white cheese, either mozzarella, provolone, or like that style of cheese. Like, that's it. So, you don't lettuce, tomato, you can do mushrooms and onions. That's it. That's your only add-on option.
The General... This General Tso chicken fingers, crispy egg rolls, and spicy sauce.
We're back to Get-Go. This is
on sesame seed roll.
This is super Asian-y. This is like what fat people think Asian food should look like is what mm-hmm. this is. This is like the most racist sandwich I've ever seen in my life. This is if pejorative had a sandwich, this would be it. It is literally General Tso's chicken with egg rolls on top. They were like, this isn't offensive enough. We didn't bastardize this food anywhere near enough. Let's go ahead and throw some egg rolls on top of it.
Well, the Giggle also has the Pilgrim.
What kind of offensive sandwich is it? Is this going to be this mashed potato stuffing? They probably stick a feather on top of it just to really stick to drive that
whole thing. The Pilgrim is back. Our roast turkey sub topped with white cheddar, cranberry sauce, and gravy on stuffed bread.
Stuffing stuffed bread. Oh my god.
That sounds disgusting too.
The bread has stuffing wedged in the middle of it. Like they literally hollow out the bread and put stuffing in it. That is horrifying.
This is why I don't like it goes when they make food. Just let me make my own.
This is like Dr. Seuss invented a sandwich. They took a drunk 7-year-old and said, hey, what sounds delicious?
God. Oh god, so I'm on the Get-Go's Twitter page, and this guy has hangover cure. It's that General Tso's sandwich, two cookies and a Gatorade. That's not a hangover cure.
That is not a hangover cure.
To make you throw up and feel better after you throw up, maybe?
Maybe, yeah. How stoned do you have to be to come up with these ideas? They've got like, what is that?
That's the Pilgrim.
That's all the cranberry sauce mm-hmm. falling off the edge of it. It looks like a peanut butter and jelly turkey sandwich is what it looks like. Oh, but the good news is it's only $3.79.
Enjoy Thanksgiving dinner without that uncle.
Right. Yeah, if you have a creepy, molesty uncle and you don't want to go to your family's for Thanksgiving, but you still want a little bit of turkey and stuffing, that is crantastic is what that is. That looks so horrifying.
Yeah.
I wouldn't eat that. If you would have to pay me to eat that. And I'm adventurous. I'm willing to try fish eyeballs, but that looks disgusting.
Mm-hmm. I think the stuffing in the bread is what is bothering me.
Yeah, no. That's kind of super duper gross. It really, stuffing is bread, so now you're just carb loading. Yeah. You're just trying to shove more carbs. This is like the guy who decided to put a cheeseburger on top of a donut, is what it is. They're like, how can we make this worse for you? Oh, I got an idea. Let's put stuffing inside the bread. And listen, I'm the inventor of the spaghetza. I created that. That's my thing. And I love it.
What is that?
Spaghetza? That's when you take a piece of pizza and put spaghetti on top of it, fold it like a sandwich, and eat it.
Well, that's tolerable because they're both at least the same type of sauce.
Right, you're in the same genre of
same nationality?
Yeah, you got a whole lot of Italian going on there. But it's still like... and I love that.
But you gotta go, it's a meat, spaghetti.
Spaghetza. Spaghetza. Spaghetti, pizza, spaghetza. You know it, laugh, but it's going to become a thing.
And on that note, I think we're going to end this podcast.
Aw, we got to end it already?
Yeah, it's like 45 minutes.
Aw, but Mom, 5 more minutes. All right, fine. No, 45 minutes, that's a long time to go. All right, thanks for joining us, Annie.
Thank you for having me.
All right, well,
it's always a pleasure.
Hopefully we'll have you back another time.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, thanks for joining us here on streamofconsciousnesspodcast.com. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and that's pretty much it, right? Now, we got something else?
Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.
FM something or other?
Player FM.
Player FM. I always leave that one out. And iTunes. That's it. All right.
Good night, folks.